At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Five, four, three, two. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bang, girls, on 2024. Come here for more. Welcome to the bonus episode on today's docket. We're talking Stephen A. Smith goes in on Jason Whitlock. We're talking...
Kelly Price
goes in on the gospel industry. We're talking the Color Purple, or actually Color Purple issues. We're talking Angela Bassett joining the Illuminati with a kiss on Regina King.
Amen. Love it.
We got Young Thug trial. They're playing Lifestyle in the courtroom.
The memes were hilarious.
Oh my gosh. And the judge, that guy jumping at the judge.
I'm glad we talked about it.
So if you're on the Patreon, you're welcome to listen to all that. If you're not, then you'll get the first story. Before we begin, the spirit of Cat Williams is upon us.
Amen.
Or upon the world.
It is.
He's gotten to Stephen A. Smith. He's gotten to Kelly Price. I did want to say this. I did not mention this on Cat Williams when we talked about it at first because we're so busy trying to say that what we thought was true, which I still believe, is Cat told the absolute truth about some things, truth exaggerated about others, lie exaggerated about others, and other full out lies. One thing I thought was interesting is he said Michael Blackson was a fake African with a real African accent. The next day I saw a video with Michael Blackson speaking in his actual speaking voice. I had never seen that. I had heard that Michael Blackson, I didn't know he was using an accent for a long time.
Really?
Did not know for a long time. But I've known probably for about 10 years now.
Okay.
But when he first came out, I didn't have no knowledge of
no
that.
No reference of what would be authentic.
No, absolutely. And I remember when I came to LA, I was pitching a show with when I was at All Def, a Nigerian person was pitching me a show, and it was like they need like 5 or 6 characters. So obviously I'm like, oh, what do you think about Michael Blackson. And the person was like, no, a lot of West Africans don't really rock with Michael Blackson like that because he's using a fake accent. And I was like, I'm sorry? He's using what?
You said that can't be true.
I had no frame of reference. Also, it's super funny, though, that dude McFly from Toronto, he's going to be on our show in Toronto. I was talking about on Keep Your Distance, the one he was on, I was talking about my first introduction to Jamaican people. Jamaican accents was Cool Runnings. And he was like, I will never forgive Disney for that. It was like, the accents are so terrible. Yes. Obviously, as I got older, I realized when you watch other movies, you're like, oh, this isn't. But as a kid, I'm like, oh, Disney, they told me these are Jamaicans?
And these are Jamaicans.
Then these are Jamaicans. Absolutely. What do I don't know. No, there weren't no Jamaicans in El Paso.
Right.
At the time I watched that, I met 9 Jamaican person. But one thing I forgot to say about Cat, and I meant to mention this, and I'll say this, and then we can move on to Stephen A. Smith. I thought it was interesting that even though Kat was shooting people, going at everybody, right? Reckless abandon. Even though that was his main thing, speaking truth to power and all that. I thought it was so interesting that at that moment, so many people who Kat had blessed were like, forget all that. I was supposed to get $100 this time. Kat gave me $650. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to get $500. He gave me $2,500. Those stories also reflect the character of a person.
Yeah.
Like what comes out when, especially like Kat has never told those stories.
Uh-huh.
And I'm talking about comedians I knew, not even famous comedians. I'm talking about comedians in my class. That means they've started comedy around about 5 years at the same time I started.
Mm-hmm.
varying degrees of success, where like Kat took me on tour, and Kat is notorious for taking a lot of people on tour with him and a lot of black women. To me, I haven't seen someone of his stature take as many young comedians and young women and black women on tour as much as Kat.
Yeah. I also heard he's very generous too.
He absolutely is. With, he's like, taken like
monetarily.
Absolutely. Right. And we were so busy talking about the lies and the jokes that I forgot to mention his other part of his reputation must be spoken about as well. All right. Stephen A. Smith. I'm sure you know who he is, Angel.
He's a black man.
Being a part of the sports world. And we didn't get to talk about my Washington Huskies lost.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Let me tell you something about football. Oh, college football.
In college.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
I was like, because hockey is also difficult.
If you don't have them big, heavy boys on the D-line and the O-line, when it matters, all the speed in the world don't matter if you ain't got time to be fast.
All the teams you played that didn't have those big, heavy boys.
The Pac-12 was a lot of things. The only Pac-12 team in my life that has dominated, and I hate to say this, and I can't even look over there while I say it.
You can admit it, Kev.
USC is the only team
we had a good run
that consistently had them big heavy boys and the skill position.
Because they be going over to Hawaii.
They go over to Hawaii and get them.
Big Samoa.
Samoa.
Them Michigan boys.
Oh, it's different.
Hike. Push.
They be beat.
There was the one Washington lineman, Angel. He kept getting holding penalties, and the camera would go to him. And he's like, the guy's strong, okay? He's fast.
He would just look. Just,
oh, no.
The man, he said, hi. He stepped to the right. The boy halfway gone to the left.
Oh, no.
He said, I tackle. The Washington quarterback, I watched them for the last two or three. I've watched him for the last 2 years. I probably didn't miss a whole game.
I
watched the highlights. That boy throwing 20, 30-yard passes every game.
The quarterback?
The quarterback.
What happened to his shoulder this
game? They throw him down. He hit ground hard.
Every play, he was like this. I was like, what is wrong with him?
He got hit too much.
That was the Husky boy?
Yes.
Who were they playing?
They were playing Michigan.
Oh, that's what you said.
Are they in their conference next year?
Yes.
Oh,
so
boy.
Why is it a pack and why is there 12 of them?
Pacific Athletic Conference.
SEC.
Some
Southern
some,
Eastern.
I was gonna make a joke, but I couldn't think of it. Southeastern Conference.
But that's for football and basketball. That's what I said.
That's what you said.
But that's why, because in the South they ain't got nothing to do but eat.
Somebody said them
and
boys
pick up
in the
cows.
They said y'all in them West Coast eating them acai boys. Them boys in the South eating cornbread in their cereal.
Their cereal?
Big boy, man. I seen somebody. Them boy be 6'8", 6'6". I went to the NFL game the other day, and I'm a pretty big dude, and so is Marcus. Them NFL linemen,
they big.
Angel.
And they're like
refrigerators.
But they're solid.
That the one of the dude's weight, calves look like my thighs.
The muscle weight.
And I'm
different.
Big.
One calf?
And they fast. I said, Lord.
It's
y'all
a freight
big ones. But anyway, so Stephen A. Smith, if you don't know, he is a humongous sports journalist. He's actually like 6'1", too. I mean, I've seen him at a hotel one time. The time Jokic told my kids he wouldn't take a picture with us. And I'll never forgive him. He was there, too, with Derek Jeter. And I said, what's up, Stephen A.? And he was like, I didn't say what's up, but I did black eye head nod. He black eye head nod at me. Respect. Mm-hmm. So Jason Whitlock, who I am not a fan of, I will say, he is not a likable person. He's on a conservative news show, and none of the other black sports, Angel, do not type and look up like that. I don't want you to look 43 when you do it. Don't do it, Angel. Your hair done young you up, but you
I know, my
you
hair
look
do
up
make me
when
young.
You type. When you look up, you ain't got. You might as well have had glasses on.
What? Listen, I got the LASIK, so I don't need it. But yeah, there.
But
you go.
Whitlock is just—he's one of those. Sage Steel, Stacey Dash. He's just one of those blacks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's just one of those blacks.
Self-hating.
He's just one of them blacks.
Matter
of fact, there's a song for him.
Oh, no. What's the song?
I'm going to play it for you. Let me turn the volume down for this. Some people have associated this song with Jason Whitlock.
Use a hoe. You know use a hoe.
You heard this?
I know this. Yes. Because it's a sample of something. Hit the cool.
Oh!
sell me for you.
This is my favorite one.
Look at the cool. Look at the cool.
And I don't use that word cool often.
Yeah.
But it is apropos.
That's him.
So
okay.
I'll say with bias, just like we said about Cat Williams, how you feel about what Cat says depends on how you already think and how you see the world. And I'm going to take that bias and apply it to me.
They said that we took Kevin Hart's side. I don't know how that happened.
Huh?
I had to get out the comments on that one.
Oh, no. I was like, I got time today.
Let me tell you what. I've been watching this thing for so long.
They were like, they didn't even watch the whole thing.
I watched the whole thing. What happened is y'all not, and this is why I had to get out of the comments, because me and Tony and the comedians was talking about this. It's hard to argue with people who don't know what you know.
They're not in the community.
They're not in the community. And also, and this is the thing that I'm in this position, and so is Angel. There's things we can say publicly, mm-hmm. and there's things that we won't say publicly. Mm-hmm. And as I watch that video back, I'm like, I know what I'm not saying and why I'm not saying it. Mm-hmm. And I see people are like, and this is what you probably, and I'm like, you know what? Because I also know a lot of these people more than I let on. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the community more than I let on. And there's stuff that I know. So it's like, in order to make you understand my point of view, I'd have to tell you everything. And I'm not going to do that. Right. So y'all just, you know, I saw a TikTok the other day, Angel, right before we came back. This lady said, just sometimes you just got to let people be wrong about you. And I said, that's good. But if you were in the community, when Kat was going at Kevin, people, it wasn't making big news like this. Mm-hmm. It was only making big news in comedian circles.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you don't know that, because I made a video about it when Kat was going at him, when he made that video, I made that video. That was just one of the videos that he made. I digress.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith, and I didn't know why until after the interview. Uh-huh. He took issue with Jason Whitlock. Stephen A. Smith released a memoir called Straight Shooter, right?
Pew, pew.
Yeah. And now Whitlock used to be on TV, used to be on ESPN, used to be on Fox Sports. I didn't like him then. I mean, I just realized I blocked him on Twitter because he's just one of those blacks that I'd be like,
I don't want to hear what you
say. And a quick aside about this. Somebody brought this up to me and I thought it was really interesting.
What?
Those blacks, they never get together with the other blacks like that.
They self-hate, so they don't want to be around other black people.
Even the other blacks that don't like the blacks.
They don't like any version of black.
I don't want to be, because I only want to be lumped in with the other blacks that hate the blacks.
Yeah.
I want to be special to my own self. They never like, oh, let's team up.
No, they want to be with the Wahites. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be with any version of us.
I mean, I always think they're the most special one.
House slaves were not like, let me find the other house slaves so we can all. They were like, I need to stay in this position of most beloved to the whites.
And it's sell only all for me.
Yeah.
In Django, Sam Jackson's character, he want to be in Candyland alone.
Yeah.
He don't want to be like, oh, you could be in here with me because you might be a threat to my position.
You're absolutely, because you're all lying, conniving, darkies. That is what... they think.
So apparently in Stephen A's book, and I don't know, I thought people just knew this, but apparently Whitlock didn't believe it. Stephen A said he played high school basketball. He made 17 shots in either a trial or something. I'm not clear on it. And he had a scholarship to Winston-Salem State University. I knew all that. I've seen pictures of Stephen A playing basketball at Winston-Salem State years ago. Proud HBCU alum. Whitlock didn't believe that. And he wrote about it or talked about it or was talking about him on Twitter. That's what prompted Stephen A. to go back at him.
Well, he didn't believe that he went to college? Or
he didn't believe that Stephen A. played basketball. He didn't believe his basketball claims.
That he played basketball in college?
From Stephen A. said, this is a non-disputable fact. You can look.
I'm like,
you can
that's
look
what I'm about to say. There are things that you can say that's cap that aren't able. You're not able to actually research because it is a person retelling something that is not. You're not able to go back to the memory of it.
Michael Blackson versus Cat Williams. What we said was there's no way to tell if Cat Williams told him that or not because it's already happened, and there's no reason for Cat to say I'm lying, and there's no reason for Michael Blackson to say that he's telling the truth.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You can't prove that.
Yeah.
You can prove.
Yes, attendance to a college.
Attendance or bad. There's pictures of it. Yes. There's newspaper clippings.
Yeah.
Right? And so Stephen A. was like, why would I even lie about that? I didn't say I scored 50 points a game. Yeah. I said I was on the team. That's what from where it came from. Stephen A. has his own YouTube show. He had an hour-long episode. He talked 15 minutes about Aaron Rodgers, and the Jimmy Kimmel and that whole mess.
Yeah, that's
he talked 45 minutes about Jason Whitlock. Mm-hmm. 37 of those minutes were how fat he was.
Oh my.
I mean, it was, and it was so bad, I felt like he was talking to me as well.
Oh,
as a fat man.
You said that would you pop the brakes. I said, I'm
your fat piece of crap. You fat bastard with your fat, lethargic. I was just watching in the gym, by the way. I was listening. Like, I was like, I usually do 10 sets. Let me do 15. Because it was like, yeah, he fat. But when you also fat, yeah, you're like.
So is that what you would think about me if I said something?
1,000%.
If I said something, you would call me a fat bastard?
I ain't heard. Fat. He was biting his. You know, when you say fat, yeah, linguistically, you got to make
it's
that.
It's a fricative with the teeth and the lip. The
fricative.
Bottom lip.
Mm-hmm. That's funny that fricative is also fricative.
Yeah, that's why it's a fricative.
Right?
Yeah.
He was mad. I have difficulty talking for an hour about anything.
No,
alone.
You, well.
Straight to camera.
Yes.
No notes. When I talk long about anime, I have notes.
Ah.
Stephen A. was like, what up, y'all? I hope you enjoy this bonus clip snippet. Listen, if you want the full bonus episode, then hit the Kev On Stage Studios Patreon. It's right here on the thing you're looking at. You get patreon.com/KevOnStageStudios. You can click KevOnStage.com. You're missing out. Me and Angel do full-on bonus episodes, and depending on what the topic is, sometimes the better episode is the bonus. Honestly, we're a little more relaxed on the bonus episode because we know it's not going public, so we let our hair down. Well, she lets her hair down. I let my beard down. We also have full shows that never air in full on YouTube, exclusive shows, merch discounts, tickets, but the thing that you're really missing out on is the community. It's the people like you. Black people, some whites, some Mexicans too, but we all kind of cool. They be cool, you know what I'm saying? Allies, if you will. So join us! And stop just having the snippet only. You guys just got the tip. Get the full shaft. Hey, Tom. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another thing of fire. Fire. Here's another thing of fire. With my boy Kev On Stage and that chick Angel.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.